Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome back, my sisters, to episode number 39 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Mom, Don't Fear. I hope that you listen to the rest of this podcast, even if you're not a mother, because I believe that there are different things that will be shared that can encourage your heart, whether you're a mother or not. But as moms, we know that there are many things that we face in raising a child or children that can cause fear to rise up in our heart. For example, should you nurse? Will you have enough milk? What about crib death? How often should you check on him or her? What about that first day of school? What about bullying? What about homeschooling or sending your child out to a different school? What about the internet? What about cell phones? What about their giving their life to Christ? What about when they go off to college? What about when they learn to drive? What about when they're marrying? Are they marrying the right person? I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. All through the life of the child, from beginning to end, there can be various things that can cause us as mothers to have fear. Well, I want to just share a few things with you today to try to encourage you to move away from fear and to walk more stronger in your faith. We know that fear is an emotion, and we should not establish our faith or truth on the basis of any emotion. Emotions just erupt. You don't really have control over them. But when they do erupt in our hearts and minds, we need to be able to have the control or the self-control that comes from the Holy Spirit to know what our next step is that we should take. I would like to just encourage you, because all through the Bible, fear is mentioned by our Lord. Maybe it's not the word fear in the scripture. It could be terror. It could be fright, being anxious, being afraid, dread, or worry. This is a real emotion, and fear is a distressing emotion that's aroused by some impending danger, evil, or pain. Whether it's real or imagined, it's still a feeling or a condition that causes fright or causes us to be afraid. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8, it says, "Do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one." So here, not only in Isaiah, but in many passages throughout the Word of God, we are instructed by God not to fear, nor to be afraid. We know there's another passage that says, "Do not fret, it only leads to evil." And we see here in Isaiah, we shouldn't be fearful because there is no other God besides the God that we know and that we can bear witness of. He is our rock, and there's no one else like him. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, it states, Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and that you don't know the power of God." Fear, being anxious, worrying, and all of that will overtake us if we are not mindful of the scriptures and that we are not mindful of the power of God. Because as I said, Even as Christians, we're going to have to face fear and anxiety and the different things that would cause this emotion to erupt from the time that they're babies all the way through adulthood. But we're not to be governed by fear. We're not to be governed by worry. When God tells us throughout the scriptures, do not fear, that's not a suggestion. That's a command. Because he says, do not, do not. And one other thing I want to say here as a sidebar. I know that even as Christians, we say, well, Paula, there's good fear and there's bad fear. Well, if God himself tells us do not fear, how are we able to label it as something good sometimes? If he says it's not something that we should do and it should not be a part of our life, then I conclude and agree with God that it's not good. We have to be careful as Christians, especially today, because the enemy in his subtle way wants us to redefine and to say something is good that God says is not good. If God says don't fear, then we have to learn how to obey and not fear. And so just like marriage is being changed, and just like gender, the definition of gender, male and female, is being changed by the enemy in society, we should not agree that fear is good. No, what we have to do is teach our children the consequences of doing wrong or the consequences of doubt or wrong decisions. We need to make sure that we're saying there are consequences. There are things that you don't want to face in doing that action or in having that attitude, but not to teach our children that there is good fear or I'm going to teach you how to fear. No, we want to be able to agree with God and say, do not fear. There's no reason to fear. As we know what God says in his word and as we know who he is, we can walk by faith and not be governed by fear. Mark chapter 4 verse 40 says, but he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? This is Jesus talking to his disciples. He's basically saying, you're so fearful that you have no faith. We need to understand that fear is a spiritual situation. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. But it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. We need to understand that if we're walking in faith, even though fear may come upon us and may rise up in our heart, we're able to conquer it by getting back into a spirit of faith. Fear being a spirit of fear, we understand that anything that is not of God or faith is sin or of the enemy. And so fear is of the enemy. And it causes us to be other focused. It causes us to put our focus on something other than God. Faith is always God focused. He's the object of our faith. But fear has other things as its object. And it's believing the world, the flesh, and the devil versus believing God. Now, one thing about fear and faith is that both function the same way. Now, listen to me. Both are anticipating something unseen. In fear, you are anticipating something negative. In faith, you are anticipating something positive. You see, some of the other things that we get focused on that cause fear to erupt can be health problems, some kind of conflict or intimidation, some unmet needs, some dangerous situations, some lies that we're believing, some sin in our life, something that causes uncertainty, suspicion, people's opinions, persecution, death. Some kind of distortion of God is going to cause fear to overtake us instead of walking by faith. For the Christian, though, the opposite of fear is not so much courage, but love. Because again, in God's word, we find out that it says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. In just this brief time that we have together, let me just say to you, fear is a spirit that is not of God, and it causes our focus to be taken off of God. Where faith and being able to walk in God's love, which overcomes fear and casts out fear, is to have our focus on God, to know His love for us, to know that we and our children are loved by Him unconditionally, and that even though we're not with our children and we cannot guide them, God is there. And to know that He is not a respecter of persons, and that God is able to do what we cannot do. So fear, if you look at it as an acrostic, it's false evidence appearing real. F, false. E, evidence. A, appearing. R, real. False evidence appearing real. Lies that we should not focus on or put our trust in. Instead, I want to use that same acrostic, F-E-A-R, to give you some steps that you should take to overcome fear in regards to raising your children or just for your own life. So let's look at F. F is going to be focus. Get your focus back on God and who He is in your life and that of your children. E is escape. Escape all evil, whether it's evil thoughts, whether it's getting ready to do something wrong because fear has entered in and you're getting ready to make the situation more complicated. A is acknowledge. Acknowledge God Almighty's love for you and for your children and His power and how He's able to be there when you're not and how your security is in Him and that you are able to call upon the Lord and He will hear you regarding your children. And then R is rest. Rest in that God, again, is your Redeemer, your Savior, your all in all. And so even when your children won't take your advice, or even when you feel that they're making wrong decisions, you can call upon the Lord, cast all of your care upon Him, and then rest in knowing that He is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. So you have a choice. You can keep operating in F-E-A-R as far as false evidence appearing real, or you can operate in F-E-A-R as far as focus, escape, acknowledge, and rest. I hope you'll do the latter. And I hope that you'll get your focus back on our Lord. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, there's a part of that scripture that when fear erupts, and fear is going to erupt. I'm not going to act like we're not going to be exposed to fear. The one part of that passage I repeat constantly when fear erupts in my heart is that I will trust and not be afraid. And then Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, my sisters, that covers everything or anything that can cause fear in your heart. It goes on and it says, tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So let's follow what God says. Let's not worry or fret or be fearful, no matter what interrupts or comes into our hearts and minds about our children or our own lives. Instead, let's pray and talk to God about everything. And when we come to Him to express our needs or our desires, thank Him first. Thank Him first for everything that He has done already. And then share what's on your heart and mind. And then believe Him and trust Him for it. And then His peace, which doesn't make sense, will guard our hearts, our emotions, and our minds, our thoughts, as we continue to live in Christ Jesus. Now, John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Well, I hope that you will join us next week as we continue to encourage you through the Word of God. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.